Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Find a little joy in Friday today. It's even though it's going to be windy and overcast. It's it's been a hard week and
is that really our forecast? Man, I didn't even.
Just a lot cooler is what I'm seeing. Cooler and windy. I didn't see any rain though, Vin. I'm surprised to hear it rained at your house overnight.
It did. I woke up to wet everywhere. It's wet down there, Sarah.
Oh. How exciting.
Yeah, I see sunshine. I'm sure what I have here is going to burn off because I'm seeing sunshine in my forecast. So
I see a little sunshine, but I mean, not in the forecast. I'm looking out the window. I see some blue skies, but I definitely see, that sort of layer coming over the hill. So my guess is that with all the heat we've had the last couple of days, that marine layer is going to wash over us, at least coastally. I'm sure it'll be hotter than hell in the Central Valley and in Benicia.
I would love for cooler weather, so I'm down, even if that means no sunshine. It's all right by me. Anyway, you want to do some texts?
Let's do it.
All right, we're getting ready to get out of here, everyone, for the weekend. Here are the texts you've sent through today. There's still time. 800-400-3697. That's the number you can send us a text at. We love to hear from you. So here's a few of the things you wrote. Not sure if you mentioned this, but Sesame Street and CNN are doing a show on racism this Saturday. Maybe a good resource for parents.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I will record that for sure. Sarah,
do you have a time listed on that?
Or I don't. I'm going to have to look it up.
All right.
Sarah, when did you live in Ventura? My wife and I moved to Ventura from the Bay Area a few years ago. We go to the Strawberry Festival every year, but it was canceled this year. So grateful for radio.com, they wrote.
I lived there in 1992.
So we can listen to you guys every day.
92.
Nuts.
Before we were even married, many years ago.
Totally did that growing up, too. Another person writes, and this is 408, we had a big nut bowl with a cracker too in Fremont, California. Loved to sit by the fireplace and crack into hazelnuts. Yum. Here's another one.
That's
and I
right.
Think
you,
this...
could toss the, you could toss the shells right into the fire. That's funny.
Oh, did you
anybody
do that?
Anybody here ever? I don't know. I can't remember. Anybody here ever do a, you never ever hear that chestnuts roasting on an open fire? Anybody ever roast a chestnut?
Yeah, my mom used to do it.
Oh, really? Oh, seriously? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I never. I don't even think I've ever tasted a chestnut. Any
they're good? Good, actually. A warm chestnut is actually pretty decent, but, they're also just nuts. So it's not carrot cake or candy or ice cream.
Mm.
And therefore, after a couple, you're like, okay. Well, I'm over this.
Well, that was a romantic Christmas gesture, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
We've roasted some chestnuts. Now let's move on to pie.
Good morning, guys. About the nut thing, native Californian here, and my mom always had a bowl of nuts out with the cracker device. It's just an old time thing, and I think that's it. I think it's because I'm now a parent, and I wouldn't. Although I have a lot of stuff in this house, I wouldn't do and either anyway. But I don't have nuts, and the missus doesn't.
Well,
think,
I don't
have nuts. That doesn't sound right. We don't have a bowl of nuts in our house.
You are nuts. I can attest to the fact that they are available. I have squirrels at my house, and I feed the squirrels, and we buy the bag of mixed nuts, and I hand those out like Halloween candy to my
is
little...
Is that what you're using?
That and unsalted peanuts.
I thought you were picking up stuff from your yard, like stuff that
I don't have any nuts. No. They probably wouldn't even come over to me if that was all I was offering. We don't want the junk from your yard. We can get that for free without interacting with you, lady.
Yikes.
Are the nuts in shells still?
Yeah, they're in shells. And they have to, and it's funny too, because they, you know what they want? The walnuts. Those are the ones.
That's their thing?
If I put out five nuts in a row, they'll sniff them all, grab the walnut. always first.
Look at you working the tests.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm a scientist at heart, Vin.
All right. Epic side piece last night. Vinny, Muse, Primus, your side Sweet. Piece is now a show the family listens to on a weekly basis. An hour just isn't enough with what you put together. Hope it lasts and lasts. Thank you to all who put it together.
That's
that means you,
piece.
Bryn. Stay healthy,
oh,
Alice family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip you'd think if you're going to do a specialty show that you just walk into the building with a few of your favorite CDs and play
nope.
music for your friends. But now that everything's on computer and we are not going into any buildings, there's a team. It takes a team to put together an hour of radio.
It's a clown car full of radio people. They
is.
Will figure out we will play on Thursday night on your side show.
It's
side
crazy.
Piece. Hot little side piece.
Let's see here.
Did your family listen to it last night?
Yes, they did. In fact, I came walking downstairs and was like, wow, they have it playing on the Facebook portal.
Oh, that's
how nice.
Nice.
Of them. Mm-hmm. Can you shout out to the Tumanero family? After 27 years, today is our last day in the Bay Area. We're off to Colorado for the next chapter.
Wow. Good luck.
Alice family, you have kept us entertained every morning. We love you all.
Please take us with you. Radio.com.
Right. No doubt.
.com. We don't want to lose you.
Thanks, ANN, for letting me know it's National Donut Day. Just ran down to Johnny Donuts in San Rafael. Ding, ding, shame.
Oh, Johnny Donuts.
Might Sarah,
do what do I do now?
Sarah? Why don't you have a Boston accent?
Sarah?
I actually do have one, but it only comes out certain times. When I go home, I'm lost. Uh-huh. But I try to enunciate, that's all. I don't leave all the eyes off everything.
So would you say this is your regular voice now, or if you just, you know,
this is my regular voice. I mean, you know me, you talk to
I
me.
Do.
This is how I talk. But when I go home, what's that? No, it's
I
no
wonder
effort.
If you have to put effort out yet to have just
I don't.
That voice rather than
I don't. I just voice. I but I'm a person. I'm actually I might even be a bad thing. I'm kind of a mimic. Like if I'm around somebody who has an accent, I pick that accent up. I just do it. I don't even realize I'm doing it a lot of times. And when I go home, I just slip right back into it. Well, and you guys give me enough crap about roof and hot dog that, I mean, clearly there's some vestiges of it left. Mm-hmm.
It is one of those things growing up. My mom sort of lost her New York accent or it faded, but she talked to her sister who stayed in New York, I don't know, 3 times a week. And every time they talked, it was back in full.
Oh, funny.
And then it would fade. And then they talk again, it'd be back in full. And so we always knew when mom spoke with Aunt Loretta because
right. It comes
there
out
it is again.
Sometimes too when you're drinking, like, you know, not that your mom was drinking, but I know for me, when I'm hanging with my friends and I'm relaxed and I've had a couple drinks, I leave the eyes off, you know.
On top of everything in the Breonna Taylor case, the man the police were looking for was already in custody when the warrant was executed.
You are kidding me. Like, it's so effing heartbreaking. Did they not yell,
today.
We're the police, when they broke in?
I don't know enough about the case.
I don't like
told
there's
you
no
what
knock-
I knew.
Thing this is it's unreal
and you're gonna see the story all day today and I thought it was important for me to get to it for sure but I don't know every detail of that story in mm-hmm. fact I looked it up purposefully because I was seeing her in our new our and went I gotta know this I don't know this
yep
so I looked it up just have a good skincare routine moisturize use sunscreen especially if you're light skinned that's from 415 Nice guys who say nice guys finish last are usually bleep holes who just go over the top trying to be fake nice.
We see through that.
It's a pickup technique.
Have you ever been in been to the Safeway in Strawberry? Everyone over 60 is filled up with Botox. Love you guys.
Yes, I have been there.
Are those your findings?
I haven't noticed that. I really
right.
do. I do think that it's pretty prevalent in my area, at least, and clearly in Fresno. You know, I don't know.
I definitely have had to take back my tone when I go, you? What are right. you? It's not
you?
The right way to.
Why bother? You live in Fresno.
Hey, listen, luckily that lady in particular who I'm talking about gave it back twice as hard. So,
oh, good. Well, that's solid. Tough. They're tough out there in Fresno. They're not taking any crap from the likes of you.
Believe me, I went, jeez, what did I? God, I just didn't know that this was all right. Gosh. Dang it, Bryn. You always pick the wrong songs. Riding solo on the new Heinz album has been one of my theme songs during this quarantine. Oh, it's such a banger.
I have it right here. I pulled that.
Oh, great.
We didn't have much time.
Yeah,
today,
we didn't. We talked to Scott. Go ahead. Here it is. So here we go. Heinz, Riding Solo.
There you go.
All right, thank you. I didn't like that any better than the other one. But,
oh,
you know,
dear.
You can't really tell on the first listen. You know, you really can't. You got to spend time with music. It's hard to do the new music and hear 15 seconds of it and make a snap judgment that will hold.
It's hard to always choose the right song when I'm trying to present new music.
Yeah, I mean, it does all fall on you. I wake up and look at what's out and go, hey, check these out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess I could get up at midnight and do it for you.
That would be
well.
Great,
listen, you guys,
would that be good? You like that?
It's a pretty regular. You know, what's easy judging. Judging's
yeah. Oh
easy.
My God, so easy. I so, find that you know, incredibly I mean, easy to snap judge.
There are many deep layers of judging, including the Bryn. You don't pick the right songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Have to pull.
You know when a song just.
All that.
You know when a song just hits you. Thank you for playing Rise Up, the perfect song for the times.
That's
OMG.
Day.
I have never heard you guys play Andra Day before. Beautiful song. There's a cover that's even better by Morissette Amon. That is amazing. Amon?
All right.
Amon?
I don't know. And Andra, I don't know. Well, thanks, Jane, for popping that into our show, because that was a beautiful song.
Jane, everyone.
Jane, you're playing a game called. Little Janie.
Jane's an important part of the side piece clown car team, too. So it's important she gets her mention there as well.
She's the goth clown.
Do you want to hear that song by Morissette singing Rise Up? Cover
sure.
The Andra Day song? Here it is.
Rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand. Again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache,
it's pretty.
I'll rise up, and I'll
it's pretty spot on, I mean it sounds a lot like the original, it's beautiful, she's got a gorgeous voice.
Turn 707 up. Says, oh you want to turn it up, go ahead.
No, it's okay, it's alright.
The silence is in quiet. It feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying. And I promise we'll
I take love that squeak. You know, I always think of Sia when I hear that. You know, she sort of owns that squeak, but it just feels so rough and raw. Actually, we're watching the video of it right now. You said this is Morissette Amon?
Yes.
It's beautiful. Like, she's so expressive. It's really
Yeah, I don't
pretty.
Know her. What is she
I don't
from?
Either. Right, I don't know.
It's gotta be from Broadway or something, right? I mean, that's not a...
That's a beautiful voice.
She's
I don't know.
Gotta be known to somebody. All right, well, anyway.
Listen to that. Jesus, that's a tip for lungs. Holy crap. Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus, I just got chills top to bottom. Oh, my God, that's beautiful.
What is her name?
Morissette Amen.
I'll look it up.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Post that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, please.
You got it,
that's
dude.
Just watch it, hearing it, but also watching it is just, it's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Joanne Morissette. Oh, she's better known by her stage name Morissette, it looks like, is a Filipina singer and television personality. She first rose to, she was a runner-up on TV5 Star Factor at age 14.
Oh, in the Philippines?
I think so, yeah. She's 24 and from the Philippines. That's
well, that is a
amazing.
Beautiful rendition of that tune.
707 says, thank you, Vinny. I traveled with professional cyclists for years doing massage. Thank you for talking about the good work that Lance Armstrong did. People only talk about the doping, but many, many of them did it. Did his life really have to be destroyed because of it? That doesn't seem to have happened to the dopers in baseball and football. Lance was an amazing cyclist. You know what they say in the I'm watching the documentary on Lance Armstrong, and they say that he'd have gotten out clean. He'd retired. It was over. He'd gotten out without being caught, and then he came back. And even he says in the documentary, if I'd have just stayed away, I wouldn't have undone everything I've ever worked
for. I would have gotten away with it.
Exactly right. Except that, and this goes back to the point I was trying to make earlier, the guy did do a lot of great work for cancer patients, and it's all been erased.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was such a dick about the other stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, it does. It just completely obscures it. Like, I don't have any sympathy for him. You know?
No, and you won't necessarily. You'll see the good work, and it'll even bring a tear to your eye, and then you'll see, they'll go back to him facing the camera, and you'll go, man, he's a jerk, because he's got a lot of jerky things to say, so... There's that, I guess.
You do it to yourself.
Oh, here's one more. Let's see if I can get this one. It's kind of in pieces. More love for the side piece. Let's see. Darn it. Well, here's someone it looks like. Let's just wish them a little love. Where did it go? They're going in for cancer treatments.
Well, good luck.
And I can't find the...
Oh, that's tough, man. I can't even imagine the moment where you sit across a desk from a doctor and it gives you that kind of news. It changes your whole life.
That's another part of the story that was surprising. Lance Armstrong, when he had pain in his NADS area and ignored it for so long that it spread to his lungs and everywhere else through his body. And the idea that you would have pain... in your man zone and not go straight to the doctor is shocking.
I suppose he chalked it up to the cycling, you know. All kinds of crap can happen to your nuts when you cycle all the time.
Hi,
well,
Sarah and
try
Vinny,
a different
would you please,
seat.
Would you please do a shout out to my friend Stacy, who's having cancer surgery today? She's a huge fan of the show. Thanks.
Stacy, good luck. Be strong. Be brave.
We love you. We're with you. And let's see. I think that gets us current. How's our time? Yeah,
we're good.
We're late.
Yeah, let's. We'll take a quick break and be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for listening today, and we hope you have a happy Friday. I wanted to take just a moment here at the end of the show to send a big birthday wish to Susan Larkin, who we had the pleasure of working with right when we became part of the Entercom family. I actually was super bummed when she left. She went back to New York after coming out here because we were on the road to friendship. Like, I really, really love Susan. And so I know all of us wish her the happiest possible birthday that she can have, and congrats on all her successes with the company and in her life.
I don't even think she unpacked in San Francisco.
Barely. If she was fully unpacked, I'd be surprised. Was she here 6 months?
You talk about an up-and-comer, boy. She came up to San Francisco and kept coming up and moved right on to New York without unpacking. So
right.
She's a huge success story. Anyway, happy birthday, Susan.
Happy birthday, Susan.
That's going to do it for us. Be safe this weekend in whatever it is you're getting up to. Let's all remember we can all do better, and we're all trying, or most of us are. Let's all try a little harder. Have a great weekend. We'll check you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.